Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I had planned a really good Easter breakfast early Sunday morning. French toast made with raisin bread, covered in strawberries and blueberries, and a good cup of coffee. Of course, it didn't happen quite that way, but I did get my really good cup of coffee, and I hope you did too. Events of this past weekend brought this familiar verse to mind, John 13:35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Easter Sunday was supposed to be rain all day, and I planned accordingly, even with an Easter egg hunt inside and an egg coloring contest for the 16 of us. Well, as you know, we were provided with a rain-free day, and instead, there was cornhole plus outside egg hunting with a three-year-old, one each of a 15, 17, and 18-year-old. All boys, of course, in this family. The day began with a ride to church, and there was a lot to notice along the way. The coffee shop and the breakfast place next door was filled with folks sitting outside enjoying the morning. Several folks were getting in a morning run or walk. A father and daughter crossed the street to the breakfast spot. And I wondered if any of these folks had plans for church this morning. After all, Easter is one of the 2 days on the calendar when folks who have either never really had a habit of Sunday church or in the busyness of life gradually got out of the habit or perhaps the impact of COVID on almost all routines. It was not a judgment call. It was a slightly sad notion that these folks, I observed, may not be going at all. They could be missing a blessing, a moment to get to know the Lord, to find a community of folks who, in their faith, shared love and care for one another, and to discover a peace they may not know. And then, a little farther down the road, a sight brought a wide smile to my face and warmth to my heart. I have mentioned the fence decorations before in a podcast. There is a house whose backyard faces Old Alabama, and every seasonal event, the owners change a small, no more than 2 feet high display at the top of their fence. It reflects the season or spirit of the holiday. The displays are simple, not showy, just fun. July displays flags and stuffed animals in summer attire. In October, the animals are dressed up and carrying trick-or-treat pumpkins. Thanksgiving has a blow-up turkey. In April, I noticed a fair-sized, very pink bunny rabbit perched on the fence top. But on this morning, I glanced over to check out the bunny, but instead, there was a cross draped in white with white flowers in vases on either side, and across the top of the fence, a subtle sign, "He is risen." It was very tastefully done, and I thought, what a wonderful thing to do. That small display may be as close as those traveling that way will get to experience the meaning of Easter. You never know. That little display, that little effort of the folks in that home may be just the stimulus someone needs to rethink the man Jesus. The homeowner will probably never know. Over the years, I have often felt very ineffective in having any spiritual influence on others. I always was very uncomfortable with people trying to talk me into believing. It was a turnoff to me, and I didn't feel comfortable bringing the topic up to others. Gradually in my life, I have come to believe that the Lord uses us, our talents, gifts, in the way He needs them for the folks in the house, I suspect they are creative and get a personal joy and satisfaction out of entertaining the drivers that come by. I would add that they love life and people, and judging from this display, they love the Lord. Knowingly or unknowingly, they have demonstrated how the Lord uses our talents, our gifts, to bring love to others, and in so doing, bring others to Him. For you, perhaps it is hospitality and your loving, warm presence. Or maybe it is trustworthy listening. Most of us need to be listened to, and especially when we are troubled or when we want to share something exciting and happy. Being listened to allows us to sort things out for ourselves, and when we want advice, we will ask for it. Just listening and a prayer that the Lord will put the words in our mouths that need to be heard or keep our mouths closed, I have found that works. We can all listen, sincerely care and pay attention, and those out there more creative than me, go for it. The point is, each of us does our little part in the community of believers to have a positive influence on those who are searching and in need of a better way. Let us pray. Please, Lord, use our lives to shine a light of love on others so in need of your presence. Help us to realize if only we will have a willing spirit, you can use us to be a light to others. Loving as you love with all we come in contact with is your will. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.